This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
A bank teller named Marlena in Australia saved a sweet old lady from being scammed out of $2 million. The lady said, when she came into the bank, that she needed to sell her house to get her quote-unquote boyfriend out of jail overseas. So this is Marlena telling the story.
And my first question was, please tell me when the last time he took you out for a coffee. And she looked and she said, actually, never. We met online. All the photos she received, they were online, but with different names.
So she did a Google reverse. What props to this Marlena lady even like caring that much? Because some people just would be like, well, I'm just doing my job. Don't give a crap about you. But the fact that she's like, dude, there's a lot of money. And what's going on with this guy? Have you met him? And then once he's like, no, I haven't. Oy.
Yes. So the reverse Google search saved the day.
Have you ever done a reverse image Google search?
Yep.
I don't think I have.
For what reason?
No reason. I saw it on Catfish, and I thought it'd be fun to see what I could find.
So you just grabbed a random picture?
No, I think I checked myself, honestly. I think I threw one of my pictures, and I was like, what is being, where am I appearing online? And I was like on the website, and that was about it.
Were you on sillyemoboys.com?
I was, actually. Nice. How did you know that website, man?
I was an early investor in it, yeah. That's how I really first met you. I just didn't want to admit to it. So, I think about my parents, though.
All the time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, with scamming.
Yes.
I get very worried about my parents. I'm glad that, thankfully, they're both still with us. And I get very fearful. Like, let's just say, more so my dad than my mom. I'm not going to lie. Because my mom, I would be worried about her if she was actually skilled at any form of technology.
Yeah.
But she is not. Has no cell phone. She has a cell phone. She just doesn't know where it is.
Okay.
Like, she lost it like 10 years ago and has never bothered to even look for it. I hope she's not still paying for her cell phone bill. I don't even know my mom's cell phone number. Like, she never uses it. If you want to get a hold of her, it's a landline and landline only.
So then does your dad know just enough to be dangerous?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's the guy that will share all the copy and paste stuff on Facebook that tells you, like, hey, I want, if you see this, you have no, you're not allowed to touch my pictures. You know, like anything that's like, anything he sees, chain letters on Facebook, sending these things to me. I have to have some of my friends who are friends with him as well being like, what's your dad sending me? I'm like, just ignore it. Don't even need to reply. Just ignore it. So I do get fearful, like, God, I don't want to think about it, but obviously, it just happens with life. Like one day my mom, I worry if my mom passes away first because I think my dad would maybe get a little crazy on social media, maybe start talking to some people, and I worry that one day he could get scammed by some attractive lady that wants to meet with him if he only sends her a bunch of money.
Oh, yeah. And my dad fell for some sort of scam where he was looking at an Evite and like a little window popped up
that was like, click here for more. So he clicked there for more. Yeah. And it, they had to be on hold and talk to the bank, and all the Geek Squad came out. Like, it was a disaster. But again, like, I'm like, Dad, whatever the thing says, click. Or if you get a text message now, those like scam texts.
Yeah.
Like, if you ever have a question, just call one of your kids first. Just don't click it.
Don't click on anything. Which sucks, because there are times where I think I've missed out on certain things, because, or I didn't believe something. I'm just like, just recently we had like, your password needs to be changed. I'm like, I don't even know what the F this is. And it turns out it was like a work thing. And I was like, for 4 days wondering why this work thing wasn't working, and then realized, oh, they changed the name of the company. And for the longest, I just assumed it was a spam.
Well, and I'm just hypersensitive to it now anyway. When my mom just even the other day sent me something on Facebook Messenger that looked sketchy. Mm-hmm. So I texted her and said, did you just send me something on Messenger? Because I don't think she really knows how to properly send the link. So it just showed up in my inbox looking very suspicious. Like, Mom, we got to go through some technology 101.
Someone just texted in at 206-803-ROCK said, my mom just got scammed online by a, quote, Hallmark star working in Canada, and gave him thousands of dollars in gift cards, selling the family heirloom silver to pay for some of them. That's from Holly in Duval.
No.
I wonder what star it was. Probably John Stamos.
Yes.
He seems like a guy who likes gift cards.
He's legit.
It's not really John Stamos. It's like John Stamos with a U instead of an O. That sucks.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But I could see my dad falling for something like that.
Absolutely.
And I could see my mom also falling for it if she knew how to work Facebook or work any of these. But she's living a blessed life. She doesn't have any social media, doesn't even have a cell phone. She just kind of exists.
That sounds awesome.
Somebody did do a reverse image search on Google one time for a couple of girls that he was talking to on Plenty of Fish, LOL. Oh. One girl was definitely using some stock photos.
Oh.
I always wonder about that. Like, I understand at first you could have, like, that you start the conversation, but at some point you're going to want to meet up with the person, and now you're in too deep. Like, why would you do that?
Because now they're going to see your actual face.
Right. And unless you look somewhat like that person, they're going to be like, what the hell, dude? Like, this is, you just scammed me.
And if you ever watch Catfish, that Plenty of Fish is the site that all of them are on.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's like every single time on Catfish, you know, the TV show, it's always like, yeah, I met somebody on Plenty of Fish, and it's not the person.
Oh, man.
That's why we all need a Marlena in our life, the lady that stopped the scam.
This is true.
Hello.
Oh, Jason's got a story.
Oh.
Jason, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD.
Good morning.
The voice of our Straight to the Comments segment.
This is back when my dad was still alive, but my mom was the tech wizard of the house.
Okay.
And she got a scam email saying that her laptop was corrupted, but all she had to do was just go online and give this guy permission for her password. He could log in and fix everything. She tells me about this, and she said, well, I just can't figure out what my password is. I'm like, shut down your laptop right now. Do not turn it on. This is a scam. Did you give him any information? Well, no, because I couldn't find him. I'm like, thank God. God, we are having this conversation. Do not do this.
That would be great. She's like, no, just the last four digits of my social security number.
I mean, her laptop was corrupted because this guy was trying to get in and do all this crazy crap to it. So I'm like, we're going to burn this thing. We are burning your laptop. You're never getting another laptop.
So you luckily dodged a bullet.
Big time.
Wow.
And then I wanted to put her in a crate and take all of her technology away.
Wow.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter,
Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
206-803-ROCK. Is there something that everyone thinks is cool, but you just won't do it? Or what is something that everyone seems to say is not cool, but you do it anyway? We're asking this because there's some big news for people like you, Steve.
I love these kind of conversations because it's fun that, like, you know, when sometimes I think we get so worked up about doing what is quote-unquote cool, and it's like, just do whatever makes you happy. Who cares?
Yeah, if it feels good, do it.
But what's going on? What's cool now there, Taryn Daly?
Well, Steve Meggs, you are a bald man.
Okay, I was about to say, my eyes are down here. You keep staring at my forehead.
Toupees are coming back into style. They are considered cool again.
Okay, see, I had an uncle that rocked a toupee.
Yes.
And no one will let you know that someone's rocking a toupee more than other bald people, which I thought was kind of the funny thing. I remember being a kid and being like, Uncle Junior's got the coolest head of hair. I thought he had cool hair. My dad made it a point, you realize that's a toupee. And I was like, huh? And then someone else in our family that was bald was like, oh, yeah, that's a toupee. How? What are you, stupid? I was like, well, it's not the first time one of you have asked me that question. So clearly the answer is yes, I am stupid. I did not realize it was a toupee until they said it. And then I could never unsee it. Every time I would see Uncle Junior, I would see, like, what's going on. Like, you can look through it. You know what I mean? When you look at it a certain way. He had the type of toupee that was, they would glue buttons on your head.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't permanent. It wasn't like crazy glue, but it was like a strong adhesive that would get glued to your head, and then they would snap the toupee in.
Are you kidding me?
That way, when it's windy, it wouldn't fly off.
I have never heard the inside scoop on toupee life.
Same. I've never rocked a toupee.
Well, they're saying that the new toupees are hyper realistic compared to probably what your uncle was rocking with the buttons back in the day.
I would imagine so, because you see some of these movies where, like, bald guys have hair in these movies, and it's like, it looks like the hair is coming straight out of their skin.
Oh, yeah. I also want to say that I saw a video this weekend of a different kind of toupee.
What, like a downstairs toupee?
Which I think is called a merkin. Is it called a merkin?
Is that what a merkin is?
I think that's what it's called. I saw a video of a lady having one.
Why?
Yeah.
Because apparently they're back in style, Steve Miggs.
Were they were in style at some point?
I have no idea.
Is it the same thing? Did they glue buttons to that area?
I don't think there's buttons, but it looked like it was some sort of like an adhesive.
Because then she could be like to the guy, like, that's the wrong button, dude, wrong button. That's the merkin button.
I've never heard of it. I didn't know that's what a merkin was.
I've always heard about a merkin. I don't know why. I just assumed it was like some kind of like magical figure. I guess it is in a way.
Also, what kind of algorithm am I rocking with that's like showing me merkin videos?
Now I'm bothered because I hear you like they on your phone. Now all of a sudden I'm going to probably get merkin ads on my Facebook. That's all I need.
They are saying that these
the toupees
for your head for bald men are not cheap. The really good ones are very expensive.
How expensive?
I don't know, but they're saying they say you might need a new one every year or two, but it could cost several thousand dollars.
Several thousand dollars.
So I guess it just kind of depends on your budget, you're willing to invest.
I wish I could get a freebie, because that's a too expensive of a joke for me to pull. But I would love nothing more than to get one of the new versions of the toupees that look very realistic and then go home, like from work. And not say anything and just walk into my house. I'm so excited. I'm drooling because I'm so fired up about this idea of pranking my wife. Because she has said time and time again, because there's been opportunities like to do like these hair transplant things. I'm like, what do you think if I did that? Like, wouldn't that be hilarious? She's like, no, you're not doing that.
Wow.
You're not growing your hair out. She's like, I've seen pictures of you with hair, and I stand very strong about this opinion. You look better with no hair.
Oh. Well, just go with what she likes.
Wait, at the end of the day, what do I care?
Happy wife, happy life.
And that means I don't have to spend $1,000, but wouldn't it be hilarious if I went home one day? I'd have to have like a GoPro or some kind of video camera rolling at the time.
Get a reaction.
Yes, and just walk in and be like, hey, babe, and like act like as if nothing happened.
I mean, it's 2024. They probably put a camera in the toupee these days.
That's true. They got cameras and glasses.
Yeah.
Wigs for men. It's a whole new thing.
Wouldn't that be weird if I came to work that way? I still contend that I'd be treated differently if I had hair.
Oh. Like in a good way or a bad way?
Better way.
Oh.
I feel like people have certain opinions of all people, and sometimes you just get looked at differently.
Like they make a hasty generalization about you.
I mean, it's a little bit of an exaggeration, but I'm curious if I would be treated differently if I had hair.
Do you think you're more intimidating with hair or less intimidating with hair? I mean, I don't think you're intimidating at all, but
I think the question is, am I more repulsive with hair or less repulsive? I don't think I'm intimidating either. I think I'm just unnerving. I think I have this weird look.
See, I think you get more respect as a bald man because you are like respectable bald. You choose to be bald.
Like Lex Luthor?
Yeah. Whereas you're not old man bald.
Okay.
Like we had a couple of old men bald around and it's like, oh, they just look like, you're like, they don't have respect.
They look like they just gave up.
Yeah.
If they're giving up in life, why should I give up? I give up on them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. They already gave up. Who cares?
We're learning today that toupees are back in style.
What about comb-overs? Are comb-overs back in style?
It sounds like we're trending in that direction. Certainly could be. So what is something that everyone thinks is cool, Rockaholics, but you still won't do it? Or what is something that everyone seems to say is not cool, but you do it anyway? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is something everyone thinks is cool, but you still won't do it? Or what is something that everyone seems to say is not cool, but you do it anyway? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
Before we get to some of the uncool and cool stories, that the text that we're getting, which we got a couple of fun ones, we do have a Merkin update. Because earlier you mentioned, and I do have to say, that Taryn showed us the video where she was telling about Merkin, because we're talking about toupees.
Yes.
And then you're like, well, how about Merkins? Have you heard that there's like a resurgence of the Merkin because you came across a video? And Taryn showed us this video. I'm like, where did you even find this video? It's like a prosthetic area for a woman, and they're showing you how to apply a Merkin.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
How do you find these things?
I don't know.
Well, one texter says, you know, the reason why girls had Merkins back in the day, this is a text at 206-803-ROCK, there's actually a backstory to this.
Oh my gosh.
I guess back in the prostitution days, there were STDs such as crabs. So ladies would fool men because if she had a jungle down there, that meant she had no STDs, but in reality, it was just a Merkin.
What? That's a history lesson right there, Rockaholics.
And what a weird way to fact check.
Oh, my God!
If you're getting with a prostitute, be like, hold on, let me get my magnifying glass out. Let me make sure there's nothing going on now. That's very weird.
By the end of the day, we might be Merkin experts.
So it says, Steve, maybe a Merkin is cheaper than a toupee. Buy one of those and wear it at home.
$55 on Amazon, I looked it up.
For a Merkin?
Yeah.
Of brown hair?
Yeah.
She's going to look like some bangs for you.
She's going to look like this weird soul patch on my forehead. So you said wear a toupee and make that part of your wrestling persona.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Danny's showing us pictures of the Merkins. It's very distracting.
It's a verified toupee. Yeah.
You know what's funny is I have a buddy that does.
Oh, my gosh.
A buddy of mine wears like a toupee wig when he wrestles. But that's part of the character is like once he's in the middle of like doing whatever he's doing, it comes flying off. And until that moment, you don't know if he's trying to hide that from everybody. But then it just happens and it just kills the crowd in a good way.
I'm also so curious, going back to your uncle's toupee with the glued buttons.
Yes.
Would he go to like a specific barber or something like that and have them affix these buttons to his head?
Yeah, I believe so. My barber growing up was also bald and had a toupee. Like when I would go get my hair cut. And I always thought he had cool hair too until my dad told me that he was bald.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, bald people will let you know if somebody's rocking a toupee.
They're just going to dime out.
They will dime them out because I think they feel like they've turned their back on their brotherhood. Like, you left us.
Well, apparently toupees are cool. Rockaholics, what's something that everyone thinks is cool, but you still won't do it? Or on the flip side, what is something that everyone seems to say is cool or is not cool, but you do it anyway?
We did get a text that says race cars. I feel like everybody thinks race cars are cool. I think they're stupid.
Like big ones?
Are we talking race cars like out on the streets, like on 167 at like 2 in the morning? Or are we talking TV, I'm watching F1 or something like that?
Because I think F1's pretty cool.
Because I don't understand. I don't understand the people who like to race cars on the freeway.
No.
I don't get it. And I've had that happen once where I remember driving home and some guy like pulled up next to me. And it took me forever to figure out until my buddy was just like, I think he wants to race you.
What were you driving that would give this guy the inclination to race you?
A Jeep Wrangler. Like nothing even special. Like,
floor it.
I know. I'm just like looking. I'm like, I got nothing, man. You're going to beat me. Like, and also I don't feel like getting a ticket. Like, I'm not racing. Like, he was like right next to us and then he would speed up and then slow back down. Oh. And speed up and slow back. I'm like, what is this dude doing?
You think he would have just done that to anyone?
Or he just was picking an easy win.
Hmm.
He's just like, I've had 6 losses tonight on I-5. but I see this guy in a Jeep Wrangler. I think I could beat him. Another person says, I don't understand why people think having loud bass in your car is cool. I think it's stupid.
Thank you. I used to hang out with so many people that would just, you know, all the dudes thought they were so cool with when you get in their car and then you're like shaking yourself. I hate it.
I mean, in high school, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, I want to be in the back of that car with my teeth rattling.
Now, is it worse in the car or is it, because sometimes they say bass travels in a weird way. Because I hate it too when like you're up pulled up to like a red light and all of a sudden you just feel boom, 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 boom. Like you're just like who, and then you're like now you're playing the game of which car is doing this. Is it just as obnoxious in there or does it sound way better?
I bet it sounds awesome in there.
Oh, so you're into it.
I would like to be in the inside, yeah.
No, the inside sounds way more obnoxious. Because not only is it whoa, whoa, but then it's so loud that you're like, what am I doing in here?
Rattle the chest a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I'm in.
I don't know if this person, I guess they don't think it's cool. I didn't realize that this was something that was cool that someone has to be rebelling against. Picnics.
Oh.
How do you guys feel about picnics?
I mean, we picnicked in our backyard just the other day for lunch.
You know, I'm starting to sign. I might be leaning with the texter. It's kind of a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it really is.
Especially if you have a dog with you. Then you're just you're on their level and it makes it even harder. Like having a table makes it a lot easier to have a picnic, have dinner. It's called dinner when you have it at a table. But when you go outside in our backyard and we try and set it up, because Tatum loves picnics.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just like both dogs are like sniffing. And you're like, you spend more time just kind of pushing the dogs away.
That's true.
See, I hate picnics because I'm allergic to grass. So the minute I say, even if there's like a great like blanket that we have down, I just start itching immediately. And I'm like, you know what? I'm done.
Come have a picnic in our backyard with the fake grass.
I'll probably be allergic to that as well.
So do you just have to stay off of grass all the time?
I mean, it's not good if I'm near grass, but I'm not going to like go to the hospital.
Is that why you don't like smoking weed?
Yes, exactly.
Anti-grass.
What about when someone's mowing the lawn? Does that, like if it's kicked up in the air?
Immediate eyes watering.
Really?
Yeah.
The nice thing is if they mess up mowing the lawn, they could just use a Merkin to...
Patch it up. Just patch the spot.
Danny, what about you? Is it something that you do that...
You know, I didn't realize that it was uncool until I started working here, and all of you people decided to tell me that my wallet chain was not cool anymore. But you know what? I'm still rocking it every single day, so you're welcome.
And he's never lost his wallet.
And Danny, I've never said it isn't cool. I think that if you love it, then I love it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you, Taryn.
This person says, I use an MP3 player with wired earphones. When I'm at the gym, no one is using wired earphones or an MP3 player. I rock out on KSW while I'm on the treadmill.
Yes! I still don't have wireless headphones or AirPods or anything like that. I still rock with a wire.
It's 2024, Taryn. Come on, get with the program.
I'm an old lady, and I like it that way.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.